local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Wednesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, getting you caught up with a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Whether it's anything that we're talking about, news tips, traffic tips, we certainly appreciate those. I think 98 through Gulf Breeze, a little slow moving right now. Obviously, roads are slick. Conditions a little bit dreary out there. Cloudy skies, damp, a little bit cool. But overall, Gracie, I am not all that opposed to the weather that we're seeing over the next few days. Feels a little bit like home. Fall in Ohio, very gray, a little dreary, but temporarily. I don't want it for months on end. But what do you think about the weather today?
I was also kind of enjoying the gloom. And most times when it's gloomy, I'm like, oh, I wish I was just at home in my sweatpants. Yeah. Like, I was still okay with, like, okay, I'm glad it's not super nice out and I can't go to the beach. So I was fine with it. I kind of like the colder, you know, fall. It just feels like fall, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Got my hoodie on, of course. And I love hoodie season. And hoodie season is a season that never really has a start and an end for me, but definitely has peak times, and this is certainly one of them. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. A lot to get to today. The Israel situation over there getting more and more heated as Israeli forces are gathering at the border with Gaza and looking to go on the offensive here. Really at any time, but certainly the casualty count will be increasing here as we are continuing to monitor that. So with that in mind, our top three stories today, all doing with Israel in different forms. We start with the State Department today confirming that the latest count is now 22 Americans that have been killed from the Hamas attack on Israel, and 17 are still unaccounted for. The total death toll up to over 2,200 people now.
Hamas has again killed innocent Americans and civilians from many other countries. And Hamas has abducted entirely innocent civilians.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the group deliberately targeted civilians when they attacked Israel's ground forces, as I mentioned, are getting ready near the Gaza border. Meanwhile, the U.S. also is investigating whether some of the Hamas militants got advanced training from Iran. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that Iran was complicit in the attack and it was far more sophisticated than past Hamas operations. Also, a former Hamas leader is now calling for people in neighboring countries to join the effort against Israel. According to Reuters, the former chief sent a recorded statement calling for protests across the Muslim world and urging the governments of Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt to support Palestinians. Those are our top three stories today and getting us caught up on the roads and weather now. Gracie?
Our roadways are looking pretty good right now, but we do have, of course, a lot of rain throughout our area. So we are going to be seeing some slowdowns if you're leaving Hurlburt Field throughout Mary Esther. It's slower than usual getting into Navarre. Also, we did have an accident in Gulf Breeze proper that has slowed things down, not only getting in the eastbound direction right past the – or excuse me, westbound direction right past the beach sign, but also getting off of the 3 mile bridge is going to be slow moving too. We also have an accident in downtown Pensacola, Garden Street, right near Palafox, is showing some delays due to an accident. So if you do see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Just got one in about an accident on South Fairfield, just south of West Jackson Street too, that is causing delays. Again, if you see something else, use some caution on the roads this afternoon. In traffic and weather together, brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. For weather, rain all throughout the rest of this afternoon and wind advisory in effect as well. That is going to be throughout the rest of this evening. Coming up Thursday, Friday, Thursday and Friday, we also have more rain to continue. It's 67 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening here locally. The Pensacola man accused of holding a woman and child hostage over the weekend is now accused of killing his cousin in early September. And according to Channel 3, 26-year-old Jerry Foster Jr. is now charged with first-degree premeditated murder in the death of 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson. Johnson was found dead outside of a home on Emerald Avenue in the Oakcrest neighborhood back on September 9th. Investigators believe the shooting was tied to a long-running family dispute that has led to a run of violence between the two. In fact, back in May, family members say that Foster shot Johnson in the hand. And when he was arrested Saturday, Escambia County deputies allegedly found the gun that was used in Johnson's death. So big update there in that terrible story from over the weekend. Looking at the Homecoming Air Show, hard to believe it's less than a month away from the Blue Angels entertaining tens of thousands of fans at NAS Pensacola. And today they announced that they are going to be celebrating 50 years of women in naval aviation.
From the first four women to earn their wings of gold, to the thousands of women training as pilots, naval flight officers, and aircraft maintainers. Women have been an integral part of the Navy's aviation history, helping to make it what it is today.
And in 2015, Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins became the first female pilot for the Blue Angels team, flying Fat Albert. And this year's team features Lieutenant Amanda Lee, the first female FA-18 pilot in the Blue Angels' history. Of course, this year's show takes place Friday and Saturday on board NAS Pensacola. That's November 3rd and 4th. Admission is free. However, VIP seating is available to purchase now. Over in Holly, Navarre, a dog is recovering after being mauled by a bear this week. The dog needed 12 stitches to close his wounds. That happened on Gordon Evans Road. And people in that neighborhood are very familiar with bears already. Some people say it's not really an issue, but others say more needs to be done to stop bear interactions.
It's definitely something that they need to look into and find out a resolution, because it's a lot of them. It's nothing, you know, we're doing what we can, but it's so many.
And Florida Fish and Wildlife did respond, filed a report, and they say that seeing a bear isn't always cause for alarm, but suggest that people should make trash cans harder to get into. Also, a sensory woman accused of stealing thousands of dollars in money orders and scratch-off lotto tickets from the store that she worked at. 36-year-old Lakeisha Manuel was arrested recently on theft charges, and according to an arrest report, Manuel printed and stole seven Western Union money orders and also took hundreds of dollars worth of Florida Lottery scratch-off tickets while working at an area convenience store. The alleged crimes were reportedly caught on video by surveillance cameras at the store. Early this morning, a pedestrian critically injured in a crash on Airport Boulevard. FHP says a Kia SUV was heading east on Airport when the pedestrian walked out in front. The victim suffered critical injuries and was taken to nearby Sacred Heart Hospital. Well, we spent some time this week. We heard from Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, also Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, regarding the panhandling issue. And this morning on Pensacola Morning News, Andrew talked to State Representative Alex Andrade, who said he is researching and looking to tackle it at a state level by expanding the definition of a charitable donation to include panhandling.
But no, I think that just bringing this in, you know, a panhandler is selling guilt. They're selling somebody a peace of mind, a feeling like they're doing something charitable. And, you know, there's a huge chasm and distinction between our homeless population and our panhandler population. And that distinction, I think, is not lost on the majority of people who've looked at this issue closely.
Yeah, and Andrade says the state already regulates charitable commerce transactions, which require a permit, usually obtained by a nonprofit. So he says those who solicit charitable donations without that permit could be charged with a crime. 421 right now, we'll take a break. State and national headlines are still to come. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu.
Go here, get there.
Pensacola State College.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good follow-up to the conversation we've been having about panhandling with Sheriff Johnson and Sheriff Simmons, which is Alex Andrade, our state representative, says that he is actually starting to work on a bill that would give broader power to the state under the regulatory authority over charitable fundraising to see if there's not a way to write that to apply to individual charitable fundraising like panhandling. If you want to check out that interview or my extensive comments about Israel and Hamas this morning, visit the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, kind of a gloomy Wednesday, but not really complaining, but hope you are enjoying your week and getting home safely. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together with a lot of rain coming throughout our area. Make sure to use lots of caution. We do have a couple accidents to keep your eyes out for, so that's going to include in both directions on South Fairfield Drive, just south of Jackson Street. There is an accident, so expect some delays there. Some spotty traffic throughout 98 leaving Gulf Breeze into Tiger Point. No accidents right now, but definitely seen some slow-moving traffic, as well as leaving Hurlburt Field into Windhaven Beach, showing delays on 98 in the opposite direction. They're outpaced in Milton. Nothing too bad to slow you down. But if you do see something, give a call to the traffic line. For weather, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have rain all throughout our area. This is going to continue throughout the rest of this evening and even into tomorrow. So the rain is definitely not going anywhere. And we also have a wind advisory that started at 4 p.m. and going till 4 a.m. So definitely going to be windy in the overnight hours. It's a low of 61. It is 67 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, 426 now at News Radio 92.3, text line 850-437-1620. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. The parents of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie met face-to-face for the first time since Petito's murder made national headlines in 2021. That encounter happened in Venice as Petito's legal team, that is, deposed Brian Laundrie's father, Christopher. They filed a civil suit against the Laundries, claiming they knew their son killed Gabby and did nothing except issue a statement saying they were hopeful she'd be found.
Also, a middle school in Broward County went on lockdown after someone reported seeing a gun inside a student's waistband. Turns out there was. It was a BB gun. The student is going to be facing disciplinary actions.
Hundreds of nurses rallying in South Florida today, calling for better staffing, pay, and protections.
Nurses rally around what's going to, get their patients what they need. Good care and good outcome.
And nurses in the Service Employees International Union say that in Florida, unlike other states, there are no staffing ratios which can put patients at risk.
Also in state headlines, a debate over the Florida's education laws are continuing, and this time in Miami-Dade. School board members are being asked today to adopt recommended social studies, histories, and civic matters for the next school year met with state requirements.
Our state Department of Education is fundamentally trying to change what we teach in schools. This is not what I taught last year.
So even after they're approved, residents are going to have 30 days to eject the material.
Also, the National Hurricane Center tracking the newest named storm, Tropical Storm Sean. It formed early this morning. It's located about 700 miles west-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's moving west-northwest with max sustained winds at around 40 miles per hour.
Also, a block of Florida's drag show laws are going to remain in place. So today, a federal appeals court refused to put a hold on the ruling that blocked the law that was aimed at preventing children from attending drag shows. And that was after a preliminary injunction. The state tried to get it to partially stay, but it was rejected by the 11th Circuit Court Appeals in a 2-1 decision.
Look, a quick look at national headlines. Louisiana's Steve Scalise is the Republican nominee to become the next House Speaker. Both he and Ohio's Jim Jordan made their pitches to lawmakers last night. However, Scalise won the nomination 113-99, so now he needs 217 votes on the full House floor. Also, yesterday, Congressman George Santos was hit with a new round of federal criminal charges. Prosecutors allege that Santos stole people's identities and made charges on his donors' credit cards without authorization, including moving some of the money to his own bank account. Well, now Republican lawmakers say they'll be introducing a resolution to expel him from Congress. A little bit more national headlines coming up right after the Fox News update. Then we've got a look at what's happening around the sports world. Atlanta Braves in action right now on TBS. We'll tell you what's going on there.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Israel appears poised to launch a ground attack while hitting the Gaza Strip repeatedly with airstrikes. The war has claimed now at least 1,300 lives. Israelis and Palestinians.
It just gets more intense and it gets more active. Those numbers are pretty grim. Among those dead, 22 Americans, and the big wild card in this, 150 hostages. And America is saying that, in fact, 17 of their own have not been accounted for, and at least some of those are in the grips of the Hamas militants.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Israel. President Biden once again offering his support for Israel.
And I want you to know, I think you've already figured it out.
I refuse to be silent. I know you refuse to be silent as well.
President addressing Jewish leaders in Washington, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Have you ever gotten a notice from the IRS that you owe back taxes? Well, Microsoft just did. The software giant said today it was notified recently it owes $28.9 billion in back taxes, plus interest and fines for the years 2004 through 2013. Microsoft disagrees with the IRS findings and said it will vigorously contest the bill through the IRS's administrative appeals office and, if necessary, judicial proceedings. YouTube has overtaken Netflix as the go-to spot for watching video content among teenagers. A Piper Sandler survey found that teens spent 29.1% of their daily video consumption time on Google-owned YouTube, with Netflix slipping a bit to 28.7%. It should be noted TikTok wasn't one of the choices in that survey. TikTok, though, took the top spot in terms of favorite social media platform at 38%. Stocks recovered from some early weakness to finish with very modest gains today. The Dow up 65 points. The S&P added 18. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Through 6 games, Alabama's 5-1. And even after a big win against Texas A&M, I'm still not believing in Nick Saban's team. With 6 regular season games remaining, it looks like the Crimson Tide will still have to play 3 more top 25 teams. Even if Bama runs the regular season table, they'll still have to meet Georgia in the SEC championship game. No 2-loss team has ever made the college football playoff, and Bama will go down at least 1 more time this year. I'm Zach Gill.
To celebrate National PA Week, here's some reasons why 10.4 million patients trust their health to board-certified physician assistants every week. PAs can diagnose, manage chronic illnesses, prescribe medications, and assist in surgery. PAs also increase access to health care, and that's important because your health can't wait. Learn more at PASDoThat.net, sponsored by the National Commission on Certification of Physician Assistants.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Shootings, beatings of those who attack, indictments, incitement, fiction, or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine.
Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something. You just trying to get a word and life is not fair.
437 on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a fabulous Wednesday. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We'll wrap up our national stories and then hear what's going on in the world of sports. Got some baseball on tonight. Yeah. We are looking good on the roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. Still have some slowdowns on Fairfield Drive. That's South Fairfield as you are heading towards West Jackson Street. There's actually slowdowns in both directions and extremely slow moving traffic on Blue Angel Parkway as you're getting closer to Lillian Highway. That's looking pretty backed up this afternoon. We do have an accident on 98 as you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point right near the Breeze Cinema. There is an accident causing delays as well. See something else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to hear from WEAR.
You got me. There we go.
Rainy and at times breezy weather will continue right on through much of tonight. But overnight, most of the rain will be moving out. While there's a chance on Thursday under mostly cloudy skies, the rain chance Thursday is only 20%. Overnight, the lows will be in the low 60s to even around 60 degrees. During the day Thursday, highs will be in the 70s. Ahead to the weekend, sunny and dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you very much. Just before we got to the Fox News breaks, I'll let you know that Steve Scalise is the Republican nominee to be the next House Speaker. It doesn't look like the vote's going to happen today on the full House floor. I believe I heard earlier this afternoon that Congress will be called into session and then they'll recess. So it doesn't sound like the full House vote is going to be taken today. But Scalise did win the Republican nomination 113-99. So now he's got to get 217 on the full House floor. Also, Republican lawmakers will be introducing a resolution to expel Representative George Santos from Congress after more federal criminal charges were filed yesterday. Also, today, with the war between Israel and Hamas, there's a growing number of Senate Republicans calling on the White House to take back the $6 billion of Iranian assets that were freed up last month. The U.S. had frozen the assets from oil sales, but it was released as part of the prisoner exchange. Also today in Kentucky, there was a celebration where the last stockpile of chemical weapons in the U.S. was destroyed.
Today, our nation and the American people are safer because the hardworking citizens of the Commonwealth of Kentucky delivered.
And the Bluegrass Army Depot in Richmond has been the home to over 500 tons of chemical weapons, including mustard gas, sarin, and VX since the 1940s. And finally, in national headlines, Morgan State University in Baltimore will be a less open campus following last week's shooting that left five people injured. University President Dr. David Wilson announced the HBCU will add 8,000 feet of fencing, which will basically close off 90% of the campus. Also, armed officers will be in front of their residence halls 24/7. As Gracie mentioned, when we came back, there is baseball. Three games on tonight, two on TBS, doubleheader. Right now, the Braves are in Philadelphia for Game 3, taking on the Phillies. No score here early. Again, that one's on TBS. After this game on TBS, the Diamondbacks will look to sweep the Dodgers out of the playoffs. Estimated start time for that one is around 8:07. Also, the Twins and Astros are on FS1 at 6:07 tonight. So pretty cool there. Also, 1984 Olympic gold medalist Mary Lou Retton is battling for her life with a rare form of pneumonia, and her daughter says she's in the ICU, unable to breathe on her own, and doesn't have health insurance. She set up a spot fund page with a $50,000 goal to help with medical bills, and it's already over $110,000 in donations. 4:42 now at News Radio. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Today in Health, Business, and Science Notes, a trip to Walt Disney World will now cost more. Disney says price hikes for theme park tickets along with parking and its Genie Plus service. So annual passes at Disney World are going up between $30 and $50 depending on the pass, and the cost for parking and the Genie Plus planning add-on are going up by $5. What in the world is the Genie Plus thing? Do you know?
I have no idea. I haven't been to Disney in forever.
A planning add-on. Is that like a kind of a virtual travel agent thing, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Grants you wishes? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If you know, let us know. Also, in Health, Business, and Science Notes, wholesale price rose more than expected in September. So the producer price index, which measures the cost of producer pay, jumped to about 0.5%, and the smallest increase in 3 months, but a sign of inflation is going to continue and be more persistent problems.
And the Biden administration today cracking down on hidden junk fees again.
Charges that are taking real money out of the pockets of American families. These junk fees can add up hundreds of dollars, weighing down family budgets, making it harder to pay family bills.
Yeah, so Biden announced today the Federal Trade Commission is proposing a new rule that bans businesses from charging hidden fees and requires companies to show full prices up front.
Also, Family Dollar is going to be taking dozens of health products off the shelf. The company that has issued a voluntary recall for a list of over-the-counter drugs and medical devices and other items in 23 states, which include Florida, the FDA says that the products were not stored in the right temperature and sold at certain stores between the dates of June 1st and October 4th.
NASA is about to launch a spacecraft on a nearly six-year mission to an asteroid that seems to be largely made of metal. Most asteroids are made of rock, ice, or gas, but this asteroid is made of metal and about the size of Massachusetts, so we're not talking about a small thing. The spacecraft is launching Thursday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and August of 2029, Gracie, put it on your calendar, that's when we should start getting images back of the asteroid. So,
perfect. Very cool. Can't wait to be 29 years old. Also in Health, Business, and Science Notes, Aaron Rodgers says he wants to talk and debate with Travis Kelce over the COVID vaccine. So during his appearance on Pat McAfee's show.
McAfee show, my bad.
The Rodgers invited the Chiefs tight end to have a conversation with him. And last week, Rodgers referred to Kelce as Mr. Pfizer in a reference to Kelce's commercial where he gets both the flu and the COVID shot in the car.
I would 100% watch that. It'll never happen.
But I'm
in on that. Maybe you could do, because we also have a planned debate, I think, for next month between DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, right? So maybe you do like a little doubleheader where Newsom and DeSantis get an hour, and then you get the main event of Aaron Rodgers versus Travis Kelce talking about COVID shots.
I mean, any good show has a good opener, so yeah. I think that this would be fantastic.
I like it. I want to see that. 4:45, right after traffic and weather, we'll move on to pop culture notes.
We'll definitely see some slowdowns on the road. It is very rainy this afternoon, and that's going to continue throughout the evening. But definitely seeing some delays on Blue Angel Parkway as near Lillian Highway. Also going to be showing some slowdowns throughout 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, extremely slow-moving traffic throughout 98. Also have some slowdowns leaving Mary Esther into Windhaven Beach. Other than that, we're looking pretty good, but definitely use some caution on the roads and let us know if there is anything else that you see on your afternoon commute. For weather, like I mentioned, there's going to be rain throughout the rest of this evening and into tomorrow. Light rain all throughout the listening area. It is a low of 61 tonight and 67 and rainy throughout our area. I'm Gracie at News Radio 92.3.
All right. Pop culture notes today, of course. We've talked about it all week. The Powerball happening at 10 o'clock Central Time tonight. The second largest jackpot in U.S. history, up to $1.73 billion, and the lump sum $756 million.
Something that I heard this morning and didn't, or this afternoon, and just kind of felt surprised by it. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have been separated for 7 years. Pinkett Smith revealed this news this week, saying that they previously weren't ready to go public with the split. They've been married since 1997 and weren't legally divorced.
It makes the punch slap of Chris Rock even more outstanding.
Yeah.
Because at the time, right, we all watched it, and initially Will Smith was just kind of like, okay, that's pretty good. And then all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere, he's like, hey, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. And so I wonder if Jada perhaps leaned in to him and said, hey, I know we're separated, but nobody else knows, so you got to stick up for me here. And then he's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, so pretty so interesting. Weird. I wonder if that actually happened. Sad news today, Gracie. Last week we were talking about the 104-year-old Chicago woman who became the oldest person to skydive. And as it turns out, one of her last moments on this earth, Monday, family members confirming that Dorothy Hoffner died peacefully in her sleep.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's
I had the same reaction.
Also, today's the second Wednesday in October, which means that it's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to School or Work Day. So if you forgot it today, just bring it tomorrow. Celebrate a day late.
I really wish I would have known about this.
The Ohio Buckeyes?
My Joey Bear. Yeah, it's the name. Please refer to him as Joey Bear.
My bad, Joey.
But yes, it is a teddy bear replica of me. It's got the Ohio State hoodie and jeans, so My daughter plays with it more than I do now. But
you got to bring him in tomorrow. Well, this has been celebrated for over 20 years now. Billions of people participate. So, you know, either bring it in tomorrow or bring it in next year.
Next year for sure. I will remember. On Monday, we told you about the annual World Championship Pumpkin Way Off. Well, here's an update.
2749! That's a world record! World record.
Yeah, so a new world record set for 2,749 pounds. The pumpkin's name is Michael Jordan.
Oh, awesome. Also, Amber Heard thinks that Jason Momoa didn't want her in the Aquaman 2 sequel and may have done some petty things to make her think that way.
We love petty.
Yeah, we love being petty. Notes from her therapist say that there used to be evidence in the defamation trial against Johnny Depp that are now available for the world to see, and they include a portion where Amber says that Jason Momoa wanted her fired from the sequel. He even showed up drunk and dressed like Johnny Depp to push her buttons. Oof.
Yeah, I love that. I did not see the first Aquaman, and, you know, DC movies just are irrelevant to me. But it makes me happy. And I hope, you know, I saw like a Marvel or DC spokesman come out and said, no, he was just dressed in a certain style and whatever. But no, I refuse to believe that. I want that to have happened exactly how she explained it.
Yeah, and I think he does have a pretty big personality, so obviously I don't know him personally, but I would say he was being petty.
Finally, Michael Jackson's black and white jacket that he wore in a 1984 Pepsi ad is going up for auction.
You're a whole new generation. You're loving what they do. I put a Pepsi in the motion, but that choice is up to you.
So Jacksons danced with some street kids in the ad. Pepsi even got Michael to record a special version of Billie Jean, which you are hearing right now on our airwaves. The jacket is expected to sell between $250,000 and $500,000. 450 right now. Final break this hour. We're back with wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Going to start off getting a look at traffic and weather together before we get our wacky and weird stories and some good news. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. It is very rainy throughout our area, so use lots of caution. Slowdowns on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, and we're looking good on the 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you see anything else slowing you down, please give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, we do have rain all throughout the rest of this afternoon and into tonight. We do have a wind advisory in effect and a low of 62 tonight. It's 66 in our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. As we look at some wacky and weird headlines, we start with a 65-year-old man in New Hampshire who was arrested last week for stalking a woman for 4 years, but it wasn't just following her around. Kind of took it to an art form here where he would fly a small plane over her house in New York and throw tomatoes on her roof from above. The woman says sometimes Michael Arnold would do these flybys 3 times a week, and he'd fly so close that the doors and windows would rattle.
Also, cops in Kentucky say that a couple paid their babysitter with marijuana.
Yeah,
oh, gosh. Trevor Johnson and Amber Caldwell are charged with unlawful transaction with a minor, and they remain in jail. The pair hired the juvenile to watch over their one child while they were both at work.
So many levels to this, why this is so troubling. That's...
not good.
I would like to see Children and Family Services getting involved there. A new study finds that coin tosses aren't as random as we may think, and that actually 51% of the time it will land on the same side they started from. Researchers at Cornell University apparently have nothing better to do than to flip over coins 350,000 times. And while it is still random enough to decide where to get lunch, the research could potentially change things for more impactful stuff like gambling where high stakes are involved.
Yikes. Also in North Carolina, a woman is going viral for calling out her landlord. The reason? She's being charged a $250 pet fee for a goldfish. They wanted her to fill out the pet application, too. Our best advice is just say that it's your emotional support animal.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's rough. Remember that when you go to the fair next week, though. If you live in an apartment, you might get a pet fee.
Yeah. Looking at some movie news. So not this weekend, because this weekend is all about the Eras Tour movie, but next is when Killers of the Flower Moon comes out. Very excited about it. But Martin Scorsese does not want to hear it when it comes to the criticism of the movie's runtime. It's 3 hours and 26 minutes long. He says people sit in front of the TV and binge watch stuff for 5 hours. I would say, yeah, I agree with that. But I also have the option, if I want to, you know, however your home is set up. See, for a couple of hours, I may be fine with sitting in a recliner, while the other, I may just want to lay on my side on the couch or just be able to afford the opportunity to move around and change positions, which is not really easy to do in the theater unless you've, you know, got a theater to yourself. But that being said, I'm still all in on this, and I will be seeing it and not complaining about the time.
I agree. I think it's going to be an awesome movie. I'm excited for it. And some good news before we finish up. A prison in Minnesota has opened up a supervised tattoo parlor. The Department of Corrections say that the new program is going to keep inmates healthier by reducing infections and illnesses that are caused by tattoos done with the not the proper equipment and sanitary measures. And so it's also going to provide inmates with a marketable skill that they're able to use once they are released. Yeah, so very cool there. Cool.
4:59, Channel 3 News at 5. Is coming up next. We're on a 12-minute break, and if you're interested, Braves-Phillies tied at 1 in the third inning.